Do you remember when you were 8 years old? You probably was in like the second or third grade. Did both of your parents live with you? Well, according to the US Census Bureau, the average couple stays married for only 8 years. This is one of the most important relationships that a person has in their life once they decide to get married. And yet, they're not managing the relationship well because the goal when anyone gets married is to be married for the rest of your life. Personally, I've been married for over 14 years and counting. I love my wife and I can't imagine my life without her. I love her more and more each day. And as I reflect on our relationship, I know that marriage is hard and it's not easy. Even if you have experts helping you, it's not a guarantee that your marriage is going to work out. So we're going to look at some reasons why people get divorced. And the number one reason may not be what you think it is, because honestly, it's completely preventable. So let's dive into this right now. In 2014, there was a social experiment that began to take place. And it made me realize that most people do not understand the significance and the importance of marriage. Now, this social experiment took matchmaking to a whole nother level. It took two people that never met each other before and it had them paired together on their wedding day. Never met each other and they meet at the altar. And then they married each other and then they have to spend like the next 8 weeks getting to know each other and trying to build a life together. Now, these two people may at first seem like they're random, but they're not. See, experts choose the male and the female. They choose who these people are that's going to be matched together. They have them go through in-depth background checks, in-depth interviews. What are you looking for in a spouse? What are you finding attractive? Go into all, ask them all types of questions. They go into great lengths to try to match two people that are compatible together. And during the time of them trying to get to know each other, they offer their help so that they can try to set the foundation of the marriage up so that these people will succeed. Well, what's the results of this? Well, the results has been that a high percentage of people that have went through this experience have not stayed together. Some call it quits before the show is even over. Some call it quits after they've been together for 8 weeks. It's a very difficult experience. This show, Married at First Sight, has had over 17 seasons. Yes, in the span of 9 years, 17 seasons. Some in the UK and some in the United States. But the interesting thing that it revealed is people's expectations and people's perception of marriage. Now, well, what is marriage really before we get deep into this? Well, marriage is more than a commitment. Marriage is not a contract either. A contract is created between two parties that mutually distrust each other. And they don't trust each other. And so if something happens, then they have something to fall back on when someone didn't keep their word. Now, a covenant, which is what marriage actually is between two parties that have a loving trust between each other. And so the relationship is based on trust, not distrust. So that's the foundation right there. Let's say you have all the facts and you really know the person really well. Well, the next question is, are y'all going in the same direction? Do you have a shared vision of where you want to go? I said earlier that marriage is a covenant, and inside of a covenant, you're cutting off all other possibilities. So you're saying that I'm going to keep my promise that I made to this person, and I'm cutting off all the other possibilities that there are to make sure that I can do this thing that I'm saying I'm going to do. And if I don't do it, then may what happened to in Old Testament, they will actually kill an animal, say, this dead carcass, let that happen. What happened to this dead carcass happened to me. We're saying, if I don't keep my word, it's better to die than it is to for me to live and not keep my word. So it was a very serious thing. And so, like I said, the shared vision. You're saying that you're having a vision not just to stay with a person, but to build a life together with someone. And the commitment is that you're going to actually walk out this life that you're pursuing. It's because people grow in different directions. And you have to be able to hold each other accountable, saying that this is what we said we're going to do. And we're going to make sure that we grow together in this sequence, in this direction. Because it affects everything that you do. It affects the future kids you may have. It affects the house you live in. It affects the neighborhood, the family that you're going to be surrounded by. It affects your entire life. You're connecting your life to somebody else's permanently. And a lot of people just don't realize the severity and seriousness of it. Now, is marriage a risk? Yes. But it's always worth the risk if it's the right person. Because trying to change somebody who is different and has a different mind than you and wants to do something different, that's not going to work. Like, it's try two people that are in a relationship and their boyfriend and girlfriend, and they say, well, if I have a kid, then he'll stay with me. No, no, no. That's only going to make the relationship a lot worse. It's not going to help the relationship. And we see this all the time. Now, in reality, there are many factors that are involved that cause the end of a relationship, especially the end of a marriage. Now, some may say it started off with a lack of commitment. But according to the National Library of Medicine, they say that 60% of couples say that it was the cheating that broke the camel's back and was the final straw that made them get the actual divorce. But the reality is this. When it comes to cheating, that's a very serious offense. It's a breach of trust. And when someone breaks up with someone and then decides they're going to go marry that person, guess what? There's a seed planted inside of them that says if they did it once, they can do it again. And so it's not a good place to start off a loving, trusting relationship. There is no good that ever comes from this. It's time for the nugget of truth. Jesus said in Matthew 28, he says that, I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. See, Jesus always gets to the root of it, and the root of it is intent. When you decide to marry someone, what is your intent? Marriage is not about trying to control or manipulate somebody into doing something that you want to do. It's about loving and serving someone to the best of your ability. And here's the thing, men and women are different, and Jesus gave instructions for men and women. He gave different instructions. See, he tells the husband to love their wives as Christ has loved the church, being willing to die for them. Everyone's not the same, and we know biologically men and women are different. We're called to love, and the way that love is expressed may be dependent on the person's needs, but nevertheless, it is still authentic love that builds trust and not distrust. When you find someone that is in your corner and they're willing to go to bat for you, then you found something good. Even at the beginning of Genesis, God said that all these things were good. He created all these different things and said it was good. He created man and said that was very good. He created gold and said that that was good. But the first time that God says that something is not good was when he said it was not good for man to be alone. And so he made a helpmeet. And that helpmeet is not talking about someone that was inferior to him, but someone that was equal, that is able to complement him. So here's some food for thought. Your ability to grow has a direct effect on the person that you desire to spend the rest of your life with. So if you're going to try to grow and try to be the best version of yourself, you also find someone that has the same mindset that you do and that's willing to go in the same direction, because you don't want to drift apart and you don't want to have that commitment start to lack because your views of what's important is different. The best thing that I have personally seen that holds a marriage together is having Christ at the core, because Christ is the glue that holds everything together. And as a Christian, to be honest, Christ is the thing that holds my entire life together. And without him, I am nothing. But through him, I can do all things that I thought were impossible, that are made according to his will, his riches, and his glory. No one is an island. If you're going to prosper, you're going to need everyone around you to prosper also. So you found this content helpful? Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. I am Roberto Swift. This is the Wealthy Mindset Podcast, and I am out.